We've talked about Chicago before. We've done stories involving Rahm Emanuel before. And, of course, no one cares. Of course, no one outside of Fox. I mean, if you think about it, outside of Fox and maybe a couple of the internet rags, talks about what is going on in Chicago. Now, let me tell you, if Chicago had a Republican mayor, what's going on in that city would be broadcasted every day, around the clock, 5 days a week. They would have panels on Anderson Cooper. They would have panels on Don Lemon. They would have panels on Wolf Blitzer. They would have panels on Jake Tapper. They would have panels on Lawrence O'Donnell. They would have panels on Rachel Maddow. George Stephanopoulos would be talking about it. I mean, we could go on and on and on. We can go on and on and on. The month of May, I mean, just listen to this. The month of May, okay, there were 400 shootings. 400 shootings in the month of May. So far, for 2016, there's been something like 13 or 1,400 shootings and a little over 300 homicides. I mean, Chicago, listen to me. This is real. Chicago is the most dangerous place in the world. You used to always hear about Juarez, Mexico, and they cut people's hands off and plant them in the ground so it looked like somebody was buried there, and you go by and go, oh my God, someone's buried, and you're like, oh, it's a hand. Chicago is outpacing third world countries as far as murders and shootings. And when you talk about, well, it's the Ferguson effect, which came from the mouth of our FBI director. Liberals go, oh, that's BS. It's a debunked theory. It's a debunked theory. That's from the FBI director. I don't care what liberal rag you're from. Rather it's the Daily Beast, rather it's Vice, rather it's Huffington Post. You don't know more than the FBI director. You don't know more than James Comey, you elitist a-hole. The FBI director, James Comey, said, we have something in this country that we in law enforcement like to call the Ferguson effect. That is, police officers are now hesitant to do their jobs because should they chase somebody who they know is a known drug dealer or a known violent offender. And they throw them on the ground and put their knee in the back of their head. And someone has an iPhone or somebody has a camera and they film this or they film a piece of it. It will get blasted on CNN. It will get blasted on MSNBC. Al Sharpton will go on and say how the police just did that because they're racist. They hate black people. charges will be brought against the police. And at the end of the day, they'll be fired or maybe even put in jail. I mean, think about the whole Ferguson case. Think about that. Okay? After all was said and done, after all was said and done, and the riots and the outrage, the guy wasn't prosecuted. Okay? The guy wasn't prosecuted locally. But more importantly, Eric Holder, President Obama, remember, Eric Holder went down there. The Justice Department got involved. The Justice Department reviewed the case. The Justice Department went through it with a fine-tooth comb. And at the end of the day, their findings were that Michael Brown was going for the gun. This wasn't a systematic, let's find a black person and kill them. The Obama Justice Department, they filed no charges. They said, you know, our investigation shows basically what the Darren Roberts, whatever his name was, said happened. If you look at Freddie Gray, if you look at the Freddie Gray case, or if you want to reverse and go to the Michael Brown case, Michael Brown had a, I mean, you all seen the video of him roughing up clerk, stealing stuff. I mean, these people are not good people. They're not good people. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're Asian. Very rarely. Very rarely. And I'm maybe talking about 0.15%. 0.5%. Very rarely does a police officer get involved with somebody for absolutely no reason, just because they got nothing to do. 0.5%. When you look at the Freddie Gray situation, Freddie Gray was a known criminal in the area. And the area that he was in was a high crime area. It's not like he was just minding his own business, sitting in a restaurant, eating some curds and whey. And then cops stormed the restaurant and slammed him again. I mean, it's not the case. So you have a Ferguson effect now. Instead of cops going, hey, I know that guy. We busted him a month ago for slinging crack. We busted that guy 6 months ago. Yeah, we busted. What's he doing over here? You know what? Let's go see what's up. Let's go over there. They don't do that now. That's the Ferguson effect. That liberals go, oh, that's a debunked theory. No, it's not. Who's it debunked by? You? Oh, no, it's debunked by crime professor. Who is he? Is he the director of the FBI? It's like all these liberals, even some Republicans. Everybody, if you're on TV or you write a column, you're an expert. You're a pundit. You're an expert. Trump's never gonna win. Oh wow, what happened? I don't know. Well, I guess you're not an expert, are you, stupid? Well, there's no Ferguson effect. This blah, 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 blah. What are you talking? Who are you? Well, I teach criminal justice at Seneca Community What? Well, you know what? I'm going to listen to the FBI director. I'm not going to listen to you, professor. Okay? Sorry. It's just insane. Now, if you say, see, this is where the left gets in trouble, and they don't get exposed because the media is part of the left. That's why they don't get themselves jammed up, and I'll give you an example, and it goes with what I'm talking about in Chicago. Yesterday, Obama gave a little speech, which, by the way, he's horrible when he's not reading on the teleprompter. He's horrible. But he was talking about how awesome the economy was. He was talking about how awesome this country is, as far as jobs and you know, manufacturing jobs, just everything's awesome. And it's all because of him. And if you go with Trump, it's going to be disaster. But in that same time, Bill Clinton is giving a speech halfway across the United States, where he's telling people Trump is bad, his policies don't work, he will make us worse than we already are, and that he knows that all the white people, all the uneducated white people, the non-college graduate white people are suffering. And wages are stagnant. And there's wealth discrepancy. I mean, he ran down the economy. He talked about how the economy sucks. He talked about how he understands why they're all frustrated. He understands why they're all angry. So he understands the appeal of Trump. But Trump won't help them because Trump is a Republican and Trump is in favor of Republican policies. So here you got Obama saying, life is great, America's great, jobs are great, everything's awesome, and it's because of him. And you got Clinton saying, everything is bad, he knows it's bad, but the person to make it better is not Trump, it's Hillary. And they get away with it because CNN and MSNBC only show Obama over and over and over and over on a constant loop, and they bury Clinton saying how everything sucks. And it's the same thing with this. So you have all of this murder in Chicago. I mean, it's horrible. It's the most dangerous place to live in the United States, but in the world. It's third world country in Chicago. It's led by a Democrat, The mayor's a Democrat, and he, not just any Democrat. The guy was Obama's right-hand man. The guy was Clinton's right-hand man. I mean, the guy was intricately intertwined with both Clinton and Obama. So this isn't just any Democrat. I mean, this is a Democrat at the highest level. And Chicago is a disaster. And he's been in charge for years. And every year it's gotten worse and worse and worse. So the media doesn't talk about that. If it was a Republican, they'd be all over this. If it was a Republican, they'd be calling for a state of emergency. They'd be calling for curfews. They'd even send the National Guard out there. But because it's Rahm, the Democrat, they bury it. And when you say, well, it's the Ferguson effect, they go, no, it's not. Oh, okay. So then what's the problem? If it's not the Ferguson effect, what's the problem? What's the problem? Again, it's a double talk issue. Because then you'll hear Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail talking about criminal justice reform. Oh, we have too many people in prison. The low drug offenses. Well, not for nothing, but all these people getting killed, all these people being murdered in Chicago, A, the majority is black-on-black crime, and B, the majority of it has to do with drugs. This isn't Miami Vice. This isn't the Medellin cartel. They're not pulling up a Mack truck and unloading 75 keys of cocaine. All of this death, all of this murder revolves around nickel bags. These aren't billion-dollar transactions. This is nickel bag stuff. This is turf war. This is, hey, you're on this corner slinging $5 rock or $10 rock, and we want this corner, so we're going to kill you for it. So when that person gets picked up by the cops and he's running and the cops chase him and they throw him down and they open up his pocket and he's got like seven $10 rocks and they arrest him and the judge gives him 2 years and Obama and Clinton and Bernie are going, he shouldn't have gotten 2 years. It's a low-level drug offense. He didn't have a gun on him. All he had was seven little crack rocks. Yeah, you're right. But it was part of a bigger picture because that person is standing on a corner that's controlled by a gang that murders and kills people. It's all connected. This isn't somebody sitting in their home having a little drug problem by, you know, smoking some weed. I mean, no. Low-level drug offenses. This person had five rocks on him, and he got 5 years. But that's the people that are getting killed in Chicago. Turf wars, gang violence. So if it's not the Ferguson effect, what is it? What is it? You have to take the blame then. Jobs? No, jobs are great. The economy's great. Well, what is it in Chicago? What is going on? Democrats? Some of the biggest issues, the biggest murder-ish, crime are in places controlled by Democrats. And if the roles are reversed, again, you would see every single news program, opinion program, talking about this. If Chicago was run by a Republican, if Baltimore was run by a Republican, if a Republican controlled some of these areas that have these crime rates and murder rates that are off the charts, you would see panels talking about Republicans, A, not caring about black people, even more than you hear them talk about it now. And imagine, somehow Democrats have bamboozled blacks into believing that they care about them. And Republicans, them. And Republicans are the racist ones. And yet, city after city that has black-on-black crime and murder rates and poverty, all these cities are run by Democrats. How do you convince a population that you give a crap about them when you do nothing for them? Voter ID. That's what you hear Democrats. You know, all you black people out there, Republicans hate you because they want you to have an ID to vote. See? See? See that? See? See? And we're going to make it where you don't need an ID. Well, I wish black people would say, you know what? We'll get an ID to vote. How about you just help us? How about you just help the communities get the murder rate down, Democrats? How about that? How about you guys worry about murder and poverty and we'll figure out the whole voter ID thing, okay? All right, we'll figure out how to get a picture ID, because most of us, all right, most of us that are part of the community and we want a better community and we want better jobs and we want low crime. Hell, we want no crime. Most of us who want that have an ID, okay? We need an ID. We have to drive. We have to have a bank account. We have to have things. To be a human being in our society, to be a functional human being, you pretty much need picture ID. You don't necessarily need a license, but you need a picture ID. Very simple. And if you're somebody, listen, if you're going to say, well, I can't afford $20 to get a picture ID, then what the hell kind of human being are you? Seriously, that's not a black thing. That's a green thing. That's a blue thing. So that's what Democrats, they're working for black people. Voter ID, voter ID. How about stopping the 1,400 shootings in the last 5 months in Chicago? How about that, Democrats? How about the 300 murders? How about that, Democrats? Huh? What do you think? Think you could do that? Maybe put voter ID on the back shelf and worry about murder? Oh, God. I can't believe I was a Democrat. Can't believe I was a Democrat. I don't get it. I don't get how I was ever a Democrat. I don't get it. Maybe it was social issue. I know part of my job, in the entertainment industry, it all leans to the left, but Democrats, they're horrible. Chi-Town, the murder capital of the world.